I stopped playing for 22 years. It's a miracle anybody's heard of me.
Ich habe 22 Jahre keine Musik gemacht. Es ist ein Wunder, dass mich überhaupt noch jemand kennt. Ich habe zwei Generationen von Zuhörern und Kollegen verloren.
22 Jahre ohne Musik, keine Auftritte, keine neuen Platten. Kein Wunder, dass sein Name in Vergessenheit geraten war. Dabei war David Bromberg in seiner Heimat USA einmal ein überaus renommierter Musiker gewesen. Bis etwa 1980, als er vom Stress des Musikerlebens genug hatte und eine Ausbildung zum Geigenbauer machte, fortan in seinem neu eröffneten Geschäft hochwertige Streichinstrumente verkaufte. David Bromberg, heute 69 Jahre alt, hatte den Ruf, einer der vielseitigsten und besten Gitarristen der USA zu sein. Er spielte mit Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Carly Simon oder Jerry Garcia. Man konnte ihn mit seinen diversen Bands im Konzert erleben oder als Gast auf zahllosen Platten hören. Sehr häufig als Begleitmusiker, der anonym blieb.
Bei meinen ersten Aufnahmen habe ich damals hauptsächlich E-Gitarre auf Rock'n'Roll-Produktionen gespielt. Zu der Zeit war es nicht üblich, die Studiomusiker auf dem Plattencover zu erwähnen. Deshalb weiß kaum jemand, bei wem ich alles mitgespielt habe. Ich hatte die Spieltechnik der elektrischen Gitarre auf die akustische übertragen. Und als dann tatsächlich mal ein Bild von mir auf einem Plattencover erschien mit einer akustischen Gitarre, wurde ich offenbar ein für alle Mal in die Schublade Akustikgitarrist gesteckt.
Vor etwa 10 Jahren kehrte David Bromberg auf die Bühnen zurück. Immer noch ist er ein virtuoser Gitarrist, ein Sänger mit einer mächtigen Stimme und ein großartiger Entertainer. Am 4. Juli 2014 kam er zum TFF nach Rudolstadt. Es war sein erstes Konzert in Deutschland seit Jahrzehnten. Er kam mit seinem Freund, dem Gitarristen Mark Cosgrove, und die beiden spielten auf akustischen Gitarren einen Querschnitt durch Brombergs großes Repertoire.
Dankeschön. Chasing the gals again, saying, Lord, 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 we got them brown fairy blues. He's standing in the rain, just counting his toes, he can smell those feet wherever he goes, saying, Lord, 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 we got them brown fairy blues. It's a hard luck pop in the early morn, if the world was grain, he couldn't buy corn. Lord, 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 got them brown fairy blues. Yeah, hard luck pop. Rain. If the world was corn, he couldn't buy grain. Lord, 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 I got them brown sparrow blue. Go ahead, Mark. Trouble with him, he's been too rough, and it's Lord, 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 got them brown sparrow blues. Oh, hard luck pop, getting soaking wet. If he ain't moved, you stand there yet. It's Lord, 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 got them brown sparrow blues.
rain, singing Lord, 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 got them brows very blue. I'd like Papa get soaking wet, and if he ain't moved, he's standing there yet. It's Lord, 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 got them brows very blue. Play 1D. Thank you.
Danke. This is my friend Mark Cosgrove, who's putting me in the shade here with his guitar playing. I'm going to let him start off this tune. Finally come out and told me you don't want me around. You're tired of me, baby. Can't be seen with no clown. You say you got a new man set to take my place. Had to disrespect or flaunt it in my face. Now you come and tell me. Well, Daddy, that was way back when. You think you might do better if I would take you back again. When rattlesnakes have knees and money grows on trees, I'll take you back. No problem. Whatever your little heart desired, baby. I do mean little too. All you had to do was say, you know how to come up with it, honey. Some old kind of way. But I guess for some people, kind of ain't no way to be. You took my kindness for weakness, baby. Walked all over me. Now you come and tell me. You might have made a mistake. I know that. You're hoping and praying that it's not too late. I'll take you back. Yeah, girl, I'll take you back. When rats learn how to fly and winos don't get high, I'll take you back. Hey, yeah, sure, baby. Thank you. So peace be with you, honey. Good luck and happiness. No hard feelings, baby. I wish you only the best. But believe me when I tell you, and remember when I say, hey, you best not hold your breath, girl. Waiting for the day I'll take you back. Yeah, I'll take you back, baby. When the sun refused to shine and murder ain't a crime, I'll take you back. Oh, yeah. No problem. Really, I've been planning on it. I've been planning on taking you back. Just not at this particular point in time. I'll take you back, baby, when water... No, I'll take you back when no means yes and more means less. When ice is hot and fire is not. When water ain't wet and Congress pays off the national debt, I'll take you back, baby. I'll tell you when I'll take you back. When they find a weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, that would be a very good time. I'll take you back. Now, really, I really, I've been planning on taking you back. I've got it written down here somewhere. It says, take the bitch back. Let me look at the calendar, honey. No. Whole month. No. Look at 2047. No. I'm getting a haircut that day. The 12th of never would be good for me. You know, we could do it like they do it in Los Angeles. You have your people call my people. We'll see how that gets you. I'll take you back. Really, I'll take you back. When James Brown ain't funky and King Kong ain't a monkey, I'll take you back, baby. When your mama's too tired to talk and the dead get up and walk, I'll take you back. I'll tell you what, I'll take you back. When the preacher's on TV, start sending cash to me, I'll take you back. You can come on home if you can wait that long.
David Bromberg und sein Begleiter Mark Cosgrove beim TFF Rudolstadt 2014. Brown's Ferry Blues und I'll Take You Back, die ersten beiden Titel des Konzerts, zeigen Brombergs musikalische Bandbreite und die Eckpunkte seiner Musik. Folk Country und archaischer Blues. Schon als Teenager ist er mit Blues in Kontakt gekommen, denn er hatte das Glück, von einigen legendären schwarzen Musikern angeleitet zu werden.
You know, I was one of the seeing eye dogs for Reverend Gary Davis. I used to lead him to concerts.
Ich war für den blinden Reverend Gary Davis so etwas wie der Blindenhund. Ich brachte ihn zu seinen Konzerten, aber ich habe auch mit Mississippi John Hurt gespielt. Ich bin an Abenden neben Muddy Waters aufgetreten. Ich habe Lonnie Johnson in New York getroffen. Mit den großen Musikern einer anderen Generation zu spielen, war ein großes Glück.
Greats from another generation.
Es war sicher nicht unproblematisch, Anfang der 1960er Jahre als weißer Jugendlicher ständig mit teils schon sehr alten schwarzen Musikern aus dem Süden seine Zeit zu verbringen. Es gab in einigen Staaten immer noch eine rigide Rassentrennung. Schwarze Musiker durften den Konzertsaal oder den Club nicht einmal durch die Vordertür betreten. Aber Bromberg wusste, dass der Kontakt zu den alten Meistern des Country Blues die beste Ausbildung war, die er bekommen konnte. Und für einen jungen weißen Mann von der amerikanischen Ostküste war Rassentrennung eigentlich auch kein Thema. Vor allem der blinde Reverend Gary Davis, Musiker und Prediger, war wichtig für ihn.
Ich habe ihn auch in die Kirche begleitet. Ich war das einzige Bleichgesicht, aber da habe ich mich mehr geliebt gefühlt als an jedem anderen Ort, wo ich je war. Wundervolle Momente. Und Gospelmusik ist das Bewegendste, was es gibt. Die besten Elemente von Blues und Soul kommen aus der Kirche.
Das alles ist gut 50 Jahre her. Aber was David Bromberg in seiner Jugend gelernt hat, kann man heute noch hören, auch bei der Konzertaufnahme aus Rudolstadt.
Yes, sir, I'm a stranger here. I just drove through your town. No, sir, I got no plans to hang around. Sheer survival is on my hands. Sheer survival, which demands that I keep moving on. And that I keep moving on. Yes, sir, here's my signature to prove I'm who I am. Could you say how far it is from here to Birmingham? Maybe I could get there before dawn. Maybe I could drive there all night long. And I'll keep moving on. And I keep moving on. Yes, sir, here's my signature to prove I'm who I am. Could you say how far it is from here to Birmingham? Maybe I could drive there all night long. Oh, yes, sir, I'll keep moving on. Yes, sir, and I'll keep moving on. And I'll keep moving on. And I'll Grab the beginning of the tune. Gotta mean it too. Well, we'll do something else. It's a long way to Nashville, but I've seen that road before. Here's hoping that she knows me, or when I stand outside her door. But come some wind came up this evening, and all the stars have blown away. And there will be a storm before the dawn, but I can't turn back no more. It's been a year now since I've seen her, a year spent underground. I told the wind 1,000 times I didn't mean to let her down with the promises of seasons that have long left the frozen trees. Now silent rumor tells that she has done quite well with a new love that she's found. Herself a good thing. Boys, I guess I can't complain. Just kiss her once for good luck and ask her what might be his name. And then we can talk some of the good times and seek out our rainbow signs. But I've loved too long to be that strong, and I hope it doesn't rain. It's a long way to Nashville, but I've seen that road before. Here's hoping that she knows me when I stand outside her door. But some wind came up this evening. all the stars have blown away, and there will be a storm before the dawn, but I can't turn back no more. Give me cornbread when I'm hungry. Give me corn liquor when I'm dry. Give me wine and women while I'm living, and sweet salvation when I die. If I had me $1 million, yeah, $1 million to call my own, I would buy me a John Deere tractor. I'd start a graveyard, children all my own. Well, I saw Ricky on TV. Telling people how to live. You sure had a lot to say. But not a lot to give. Ricky, those are sure fine words. But step back and look at what you do. You know, it's not enough to say things. You've got to mean them too. I heard Laurie sing last night. First time in 20 years. She sang me all her own song. Near brought me to tears. And she sang right from the heart. Like all great singers do. She knows it's not enough to say things. You've got to mean them too. It's a thing you teach your children. You know they learn from watching you. It's all in how you do things. Gotta mean them too. It's a thing you teach your children. You know they learn from watching you. It's all in how you do things. You've got to mean them too. I'll tell you why I wrote this song. I wrote it for my wife. She's always stayed beside me while I played blind man's bluff with life. And every time we touch her kiss, each time I say I love you, and every time that we make love, with all my soul, I mean it too. I'd rather be stuck in some dark holler where the sun refused to shine than to be here alone, honey, knowing that you're gone. It would cause me to lose my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train, carry me farther on down the track. I'm going away, I'm leaving today. I'm going, but I ain't coming back. Play it again. I'd rather be stuck in some dark holler where the sun refused to shine. That's Mark Cosgrove. Than to be here alone, honey, knowing that you're gone. It would cause me to lose my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train, carry me far on down the track. I'm going away, I'm leaving today. I'm going, but I ain't coming back. We have time for one more, and I'll do something that I was told I should play here. I knew a man, Bojangles, and he would dance for you. In worn-out shoes, silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. He'd do the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high. And then he'd lightly touch down. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, come on down. Well, I met him in a cell down in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As he spoke right out, he talked of life. Well, he talked about his life. Laughed and slapped his leg instead. He said the name Bojangles and then he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants for a better stance and he jumped up high, clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, I know I heard him laugh, and shook back his clothes all around him. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, come on down. I got my photograph on the back of a record album for the first time when I played with Jerry Jeff Walker when he recorded this song, which he wrote. Jerry Jeff Walker wrote the song. It was a hit for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, but there's a long story. I was his band. Jerry Jeff and I traveled around for a long time. And the story about him meeting this guy in a jail cell was true. It was in a drunk tank. And truth be told, Jerry Jeff wasn't really in that drunk tank on a research project. Jerry Jeff Walker could drink more liquor and get drunk quicker than anybody I ever met. But the song's about this guy who called himself Bojangles. There's one word in the song that's not true. It says he danced in minstrel shows. Well, he didn't dance in minstrel shows. He danced in medicine shows. These were shows when liquor was illegal in the United States. Guys used to brew up some kind of alcohol in their bathtubs, and they'd call themselves professors, and they'd go from town to town to sell the hooch, calling it medicine. Well, he danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke with tears of 15 years, how his dog and him had traveled about. His dog up and died, you know, the dog up and died. And after 20 years, he still grieves. He said, I dance now at every chance in honky-tonks, for drinks and tips, But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drank a bit, and then he shook his head. And as he shook his head, I heard someone ask, please. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, come on dance. I knew a man Bojangles, and he would dance for you.